Good morning, world. Morning, Wisconsin. It is a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you to kick off your 8 o'clock hour, and we are joined by our good friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning to you.
How you been?
Not too bad. How are things going for you guys?
Doing good. Did you have a good New Year's?
I did, yeah.
Great.
Always nice to start off not working for a few days.
Yes, yes. And you have earned it, sir. That is good to hear. What has Mother Nature got in store for us other than weird weather, Paul? Or is that just it? Is it just going to be weird weather for now on? Is it?
Exactly, yeah. It's certainly going to be a little less messy out there yet today with the winter weather advisory here for us this morning. So still some concern of that freezing drizzle that kind of transitions more to some drizzle as the day gets on a little bit more. Maybe a little wet snow even at times here later today. But otherwise, steady temps in the 30s. Winds will stay easterly at about 5 to 10 tonight. Scattered snow showers around the area and some more accumulation potential tonight. Maybe something of a proper around an inch possible with our lows at 30. Light snow showers into Thursday. Accumulations, anything kind of an inch or less here tomorrow. 33 for the high. And then for Thursday night, 15 for the low, and then some breaks of sun develop here for Friday, 25. Saturday and Sunday still looking pretty quiet and not too bad on with those temps upper 20s to 30 range through the weekend. Overnight low still in the teens Sunday night as well as into Monday night. I'm your meteorologist, Paul Trombley.
Appreciate the updates, Paul. Thanks so much.
Yeah,
you have yourself a great one. We'll talk again tomorrow.
Sounds good, you too.
Best in the business right there, our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Appreciate them joining us. Interesting day. Going to be interesting weather going forward here.
I was asking someone yesterday, when's the last time you saw rain in January? I cannot remember a time when that happened. It's been long, if it ever happened in my lifetime, at least where I was living.
There's a lot going on
with
that, and all of it worth paying attention
mm-hmm.
to. People, we're going to get into a bunch this 8 o'clock hour, of course. We got Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up in a little bit. We will wrap up the hour with our friends at Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out with our Wicked Ooh. Awesome Word of Wednesday.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that. Well, people online are talking about uncommon things that should become normalized.
Okay.
And here are a few of the better suggestions. And we're going to decide if these should be or not. We will make the final call, the three of us.
Finally, they've given us the power we've desired.
We've always longed for.
Now, a number of these, I'm going to admit, I definitely am in favor of. And I did not, just glancing at this. Number one on the list, eating out alone. Some are self-conscious about it, but treat yourself.
Oh, yeah. I agree 100%.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
1,000%.
Nothing wrong with it.
I just always bring a book when I eat out alone.
There you go.
That's nice. I like that idea. I wish I had thought of that.
I read a book at home when I'm alone eating. So
why not?
Wouldn't I take one with me? I keep one in my car for that sole purpose.
Really?
It's my car book.
I feel so silly. I had not thought of that. I've eaten alone a lot. And
you're just looking around.
And eating at certain places, especially, you don't run into this as much around here, but in Chicago, especially you get like State Street and certain places, and there's almost nowhere you can't eat, you choose to eat that doesn't have seating. You know, can I seat you? And they always seat you somewhere like right in the middle of the whole place. and even when you tell them like, oh, no, I'm just me. They have to make they grab that second chair. And everybody in Chicago, not just in the restaurant, everybody in Chicago knows that this guy's eating alone. This guy's eating alone, everybody.
Millions of people can't find a friend.
I've had a waiter come by and grab the other one. I'm just going to take that. Like literally say, I'm just going to take that. I'm just.
to draw more attention to the fact.
Adult slumber parties, staying over or renting a house with your friends.
Renting your house.
I've never heard of this.
Your house, I can see. But staying over is kind of weird to me. That's a little weird.
I have not heard of this.
I don't know. I maybe just girls do it then. I have done it.
uncommon,
not unheard of.
It's but uncommon. It's more often because either A, you traveled a long ways. So then you don't want to drive back home.
Right.
Or B, you're drinking adult beverages and you shouldn't drive.
Okay. Because that's what I was... it's not an adult sleepover. It's everybody drank too much. It turns into a sleepover.
Apparently it does turn into a collapse in wherever you are. I guess that's a sleepover, but okay, yeah.
I always think of sleepovers as something a little more planned.
Yeah.
To me, that is more of like, oh, no, you're not driving. You know, you're that kind of thing. You're sleeping over tonight. Yeah.
When you bring over your feety pajamas and that kind of thing, yeah.
I don't see anything wrong with the idea of a bunch of adult friends, though, being like, we should do a sleepover. Let's rent a hotel room or something like that. Like, that seems kind of fun, actually. Yeah. I also have no life, so.
Well, if you travel somewhere with a group of people, then that's that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. We did that when we were in Hawaii. We got a Airbnb for a whole bunch because we had a big group and that sort of thing. So that totally makes sense to me. But doing it like a kid's version, I mean, wouldn't be exactly the same, but.
What? What's wrong with building blanket forts?
Yes.
There is nothing wrong with
nothing,
that, Seth.
Nothing.
Stop judging me.
I'm with you on this
not
one.
Not judging you. Yes. I'm thinking about me and how big I am. My 4 foot fence. It's like, what the heck? Come on. I can't fit. I don't have enough blankets in the world to make my fort.
That's why you have to go to somebody else's house, because they have more blankets. You just bring yours.
There you go. Changing career paths midlife. Burnout is real.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think that that one is actually probably on this list, probably the one that is getting the most growing.
Yeah.
I don't know the last time I heard that happen, where somebody judged somebody else about quitting a job or start a new career or something like that or anything. I think we've kind of gotten used to it. In fact,
the stigma from that has kind of gone away.
I think so.
We've given it terminology now, the great migration, that kind of stuff.
Well, yeah, and if especially if, like we've talked about a lot on this show, whether it's a show, it's a job that you always wanted to do. Maybe it's a passion of yours.
And it's, you had the opportunity.
Yeah.
Why
and
wouldn't
I think
you take
people
it?
People applaud that now. They actually, instead of, what are they doing? It's more like, good for you.
Yeah.
Affection between men or between different sexes that's purely platonic. If my best friend calls and tells me his wife is pregnant with their next child or something like that, I will shake his hand and maybe even a shake and a smack on the shoulder. The both. Like, hey, it's awesome, man. Very happy for you and everything. Our team wins a game. Not even the Super Bowl. Our team wins a game. We're all over each other. I love you. I've seen grown men in bars, their team scores a touchdown and smack each other on the butt. Like, I've seen that in a bar. Let alone on the football field when I played. But as far as like actually showing true emotion, no, God, no. No. Did you see the score of the game last night? Yeah, it was pretty good.
So you express emotion through sports is what you're saying?
Pretty much.
Because that's allowed. In
it's
sports,
safe.
It's allowed. You see, you look at what players do. The players on each team, they do the same thing. Mm-hmm. They hug, they whack each other in the butt, and they do all these things. That's just normal in the thing. So then it carries on to the fans, and it's like, oh, it's okay to show emotion now.
I'm not saying this makes sense.
No,
is normal. It is rational or anything like that. But I will say, not to sound defensive, but as a partial defense, Seth and I are pretty much that last generation like that. We were raised, and I'm not blaming the other generations. Please keep that in mind. Everybody's learning and trying to do the best they can, and so many generations are trying to get better. Oh well, I want my kids to have this better or that better, and we're all just building to that, to where my kids and Seth's kids have it even better than we did or whatever. But I think that for us in this generation that you and I are in, Seth, it was such this weird ground where, especially like in the 90s, where it was getting talked about a little bit more, is really, if you look back, the early days of mental health conversation without saying mental health. And the idea that, hey, it's okay for men to be affectionate, for men to have human emotions. It seems so ridiculous and so silly. But this is where this is the society we created. This is where we're at. And yeah, if there were no sports, God, I don't know what men would do. I don't know what we would be like. Good bosses that help you grow and learn. I generally think that is becoming more common, if not for the right reasons, then just for PR and HR reasons. I mean,
you want to maintain your employees, you better be good to them.
Yeah. And honestly, as somebody who up until very late in my life had nothing but horrible bosses, I like that. I think that's great. I don't care if it's
wonderful.
Hey, if it's fake, it's fake. I don't give a dang. I mean, you know, just treat people right.
Yeah.
How much of our lives do we do that anyway? And work and everything. You know, I'm very spoiled. I genuinely like and get along with everybody I work with, but that hasn't always been the case. And I'm sure everybody out there can agree and knows what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. We've all had the situation, I believe, at some point or another.
Genuine interactions between people that are not interrupted by phones.
That's hard.
Yeah.
Nowadays, it's very hard.
I really do my best, especially the later the day gets and into the night, to just take my phone and just put it, I put it down and I put it over.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And it's, and it worries me. I do have to check it from time to time because of my parents or something like that, worrying about my kids or all these things that pop into my overthinking brain.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? When 99% of the time when I look at my phone, an email update from all posters. Great.
Yeah.
I haven't used that in 10 years. Like, why are they still sending me emails?
I keep trying to unsubscribe from the list, and I don't know why I can't.
4 times I have done it with them. I think that's important. It's important. The idea of it doesn't have to be a whole 100% one way or the other. Oh, I'm completely detaching. I'm never going to look at my phone again or any of this.
No, it doesn't.
You can find some middle ground.
Find some time, just chunks of time.
A 4-day work week. If we keep pushing for it, maybe it'll happen.
That would be wonderful.
I think it will.
I hope
eventually.
So.
I think it'll get there. Yep.
All you have to do is look at history and see how things began and when they ended up becoming a law. Most of the time, say seatbelts. Seatbelts to this one generation, I live without them. I'm fine. Mm-hmm. They get older. They get out of office. The younger generation seatbelts are important. I was in school buses that didn't have these. They get in office. They get in charge, or they vote or something like that, and these things become law.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think your guys, and Melissa, you've touched on this too about the 4-day work week.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a far-fetched thought. I don't think it's sci-fi to think of a 4-day work week. I do think that whether you like it or not, wherever you agree on this one, and I don't even know how I feel about it, to be honest, because I've never really dove into the subject. I've just listened to other people talk about it. I think that it will happen, if anything, because of the young generations that are coming into office. And
coming
into play.
You want to talk about ways to improve mental health. That's going to be a big one.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know that it'll happen during our working lifetimes.
Yeah, I agree with that. That I don't
lifetimes.
Know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Splitting the check on dates. I thought that was already normalized.
No.
No? Oh.
No, back when I was still dating. Oh, I don't even think about that time.
Yeah, right.
I did that. I was on a date, and I was with, like you. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know, well, it's this day and age. You know, we're just going to pay for our own movie tickets. Wrong. That was wrong on my... Nope.
I have always... I've never...
You dodged a bullet there, though.
Yeah, maybe. I've never not offered, at least, to pay for everything on a date. Now, I have had plenty of times where the woman, like, really pushed back on it, and you really got to read a person on that one, because are they pushing back and they mean it, or are they pushing back just to, you know, because that's the classy thing to do.
Right.
That's what I would do in that situation. And boy, when you read that one wrong, like...
No.
I mean, my experience, it was a little more common to take turns.
That's cool. You know.
I got this one. You get the next one.
Yeah.
I like that one. I love that way of doing things. I think that's a cool way of doing it.
The unfortunate thing is if you go out for lunch, and then the next day it's a dinner.
Yeah.
And then you go out for lunch again, and then the next day it's a dinner.
Seems like something my dad would do. Yeah, he'd take you out for like a brunch.
He
goes out for a full course meal. And finally, taking your own food to a party or an outing, especially for allergies and food intolerances.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, I have to be.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that one. You're not saying, boy, your cooking stinks. You're not saying that to the person. It's just, hey, I want to be safe.
Right.
But basically, that's
and,
all it
and
is.
And also consider it. I don't want you to have to provide something that I can eat that is going to affect your meal plan.
Exactly.
I actually think it is the one of the most considerate things you can actually do. Mm-hmm. I actually think it's a classy thing to do. Mm-hmm. Instead of putting it on the other person, hey, I am allergic to this, you know, whatever, or anything like that, or I don't eat this, or whatever. You know, just bring in your own meal. Yep. It seems like a really classy thing to do to me.
I would say that it's probably a courtesy, though, to let them know you're doing it.
Yeah.
You don't want to just show up. I think it's nicer because then they know that they don't have to prepare for that, you know, that extra person or whatever like that. I think it's a nice courtesy, return courtesy to do that. So
communication.
Communication
is key.
Yeah.
And if it sounds bad, it sounds bad, everybody. I'll own it. But there are two groups of people, especially, you do not want to not tell them ahead of time. Italians and African-American families. I've been at both of those situations when somebody brought a dish, then they did not tell the person beforehand.
Ooh.
Both of these were well before cell phones.
Yes. Mm.
And they shaped my existence, like the reactions and the ways. It was a Jerry Springer episode, like each scenario, and both were wild. Yeah. Give them a heads up. We'll take a break right here. We'll come back in and have some more fun with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's coming up right here on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Broccoli and beer for your birthday?
I had to stop it there because it gets really dark really fast after that. That's Weird Al. So,
I thought it was Weird Al. Yeah. I thought it was. Oh, that was great. That was awesome. It's time for do some celebrate with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. I'm going to try to keep a straight face now. If you are hungry, treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Let them know that we appreciate them sponsoring the Birthday and Anniversary Club. If you are celebrating a birthday today or any of the days coming up in this new year, get on over there. You get a free slice of one of Brian's pies.
Mm-hmm. Broccoli pie.
They don't serve beer, probably, but you can get some broccoli.
It's so great. Weird Al saying broccoli. He's done it in a number of songs, and he's got that down. Like, that's his marker. That's his department right there. We got some great ones here, and I want to encourage everybody to get us some more. Send your birthdays and anniversaries to us. info@WFHR.com or james@WFHR.com. Really, any of our staff, get them to us. They will get them on the air here for us. Mm-hmm. Like our Facebook page and direct messages that way as well. I need a one or a two from you, Seth.
One.
All right, there we go. That gives us our qualifier. So we can get right into the celebrating. And first up, well, we got to wish ourselves a happy anniversary.
Oh.
Today is a year in this studio, everybody.
Woo! That's what I thought. Right. It was the fourth. I couldn't remember. Yay. Wow.
1 year.
Wow.
I will wholeheartedly admit that number four is my favorite number, so that is why I remember.
Okay, that makes sense.
But no, it's a special day. Mm-hmm. It really is. We've said this many times. I loved our old studio. There has probably never been a building that I've spent more of my adult life in than that old building. Mm-hmm. And that did not even being exaggerative. I literally had. I love that place. I drive past it still all the time and look at it and everything. Mm-hmm. This building is awesome.
This building is awesome.
Yeah. This is
the location is great.
Mm-hmm.
Everything about it.
Yep.
I have no complaints at all about our location.
I have one.
About our building. I'm sure I have some too if I really thought about it.
Pleasing some people.
I really, really do love our building, love our setup. I think we'd be remiss if we didn't say a good morning and appreciation to Heart of Wisconsin Media and Marcus Kruger.
Jaeger.
Appreciate. Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly.
Because that doesn't happen without them.
Nope. Yeah.
I have talked to enough people that in the know and that know this industry and everything. That doesn't happen. Don't even know if Civic Media hears of us.
Right.
I think you're absolutely right. 100%. Yep.
We're where we belong, and we feel good about that.
Yep, we do.
And we certainly, I mean, you know, I still tune in every once in a while to 106 and wish them greatness and wellness. And I heard they're actually moving, and they're going to move to a new building and stuff, too.
That's so what I heard, yeah.
You got a little, I bet you Marcus got a little fire in him about this place. wishing them a good morning and appreciation of that. And I hope in some way or another that Marcus especially, but the Hard Wisconsin media in general, can also take a little pride in today and a little bit of this anniversary, because they are a part of it as well.
Absolutely. And
a big thank you to them, because we love our new building.
We love it.
Love this building.
Me too.
We also want to wish a very happy birthday to Kelly Cooper.
Happy birthday, Kelly.
Happy birthday, Kelly.
Enjoy your day. And our qualifier today, happy birthday to Clifford Eichhorn.
Happy birthday, Clifford.
Clifford.
Yeah.
Cliff's not enough people named Clifford
in the
world.
No, it's a great name.
I love it.
Awesome.
Cliff's a great guy. Cliff actually is the owner and runner of Wisco Wellness here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Oh, very nice.
They just moved, to let everybody know. They're at a great new building, of the cobblestone building on Baker Street. They're at 820 Baker Street in Wisconsin Rapids.
Yes.
I've always liked that
building. It's a
building.
Nice building, yeah.
I had never actually been inside until they moved and say hi to him and check out the new building and stuff. And it's nice in there. It's a very nice place. They do a great job over there. That is a great local business. Buy local, support local. Head on over there and find out for yourself what a great guy Cliff is.
Mm-hmm. And wish him a happy birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we get to our celebrity names now. Let us go ahead and check that out. Daphne Keene is 18. Wow, she's just turning 18. She is an incredible young actor.
Okay.
A lot of people came to know her as Laura, Wolverine's kid in Logan.
Oh, okay.
When you are stealing scenes from Hugh Jackman, you're at 16, I think.
Got
she
some
was.
Got talent there, yeah.
Yeah. She's so good that she's one of those ones where they're finding like opportunities to bring her back into the Marvel universe and everything. And in part, too, because she did such an amazing job as Lyra Silvertongue in His Dark Materials. They just wrapped up the series. They had three seasons, and I started watching it because of James McAvoy, because I think he is arguably one of the top three greatest actors in the world today.
Okay.
I will watch anything that man does. Always. Love James McAvoy. So I start watching it mainly because of that. It blew me away. It was a really cool, interesting series. There were parts that I liked, parts that I didn't, or whatever. Lin-Manuel Miranda was in it, and he was great. But nobody blew me away more than this young lady. Her talent level is incredible. She's very, very good.
Nice. Awesome.
Something about these young actors, man. I'm going to get as much work as I can in now before they are they're taking my... they're just too darn good. They really are. D'Arcy Carden is 43. She was Janet on The Good Place. She did a good job on that show. Let's see here. Benjamin Darville is 56. Former Crash Test Dummies singer, songwriter, now goes by the stage name Son of Dave.
Son of Dave.
Okay.
I like that.
Dave's son.
Yeah, there you go.
One of my favorite comedic actors of all time. I adore, love this man. I've watched him his whole career. Dave Foley is 60.
Wow.
And he looks so dang good for his age at age fair. Dave Foley, most famously, I would think, from Kids in the Hall and being one of the main actors, writers on that show. Dave was the one with the really darker sense of humor. You could always tell the sketches that he wrote, which I felt a kinship to. also, just a really, really wonderfully sweet human being. It is noted so much of his relationship with Phil Hartman and so many of the things, because he was, of course, on News Radio and was incredibly good on that. I guess he was on Dr. Ken, too. I didn't see him on that.
Oh, yeah, he was briefly. I saw like one or two episodes, but yeah.
I'm just such a big fan of his. I genuinely love that guy. I really do.
One of the few straight men in comedy anymore, and he plays it brilliantly.
He's
one of the best straight men around.
He's had better health recently too, and that's really nice to hear. The great Julia Armand is 58 today. Many remember her from The Witches of East End. She also got a co-star with Brad Pitt in Legends of the Fall. She's very good in that.
Oh wow!
Curious Case of Benjamin Button. She was very good in that one too.
Oh, I like that movie a lot.
Let's see here. Michael Stipe is 63. R.E.M. lead singer, songwriter. Let me see.
Radio free. Oh, sorry.
Max Frewer is 65.
Max Frewer is 65.
My man, nicely done. Perfectly done. He is Max Headroom.
That's right.
The great impression you just heard there. Very well spot on by you. He was Dr. Leakey in Orphan Black. He was Anthony on Timeless. He was in The Librarians. I really love this sneaky great show that was on Sci-Fi for a couple of years called Eureka.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That was a fun show.
I love that show. So fun. So silly. Mm-hmm. You could tell that they didn't take it too seriously.
No, they didn't.
And in part, I watched it because of him, because he was on it and stuff.
He would pop up in these interesting shows every night, and it was great to see him. I always loved Matt Frewer.
Really good actor.
Yep.
First shirt I ever bought myself was a Max Headroom t-shirt.
That's awesome.
I'm old. Country singer Patti Loveless is 66 today.
Oh, wow.
Got to talk about
it. There's one of the greats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can't talk about country music and not mention Patti.
Mm-hmm.
Bernard Sumner is 67, founder and guitarist of New Order and Joy Division.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible artist.
Yes.
Big fan. I still listen to New Order. I don't care.
No, that's to create what they created after what happened with Joy Division with Ian Curtis, it's still one of the most remarkable turnaround stories in music history.
Usually that happens and they spread out and go to other bands or whatever. Like you're right,
they stuck together though. Yep.
And you could argue became even bigger certainly.
Oh yes,
but to some better in some way.
Oh, I think so. Yeah.
And then some people no longer with us, like the legend Don Shula, born on this day in 1930, passed away in 2020. Hall of Fame football coach, is still the all-time leading wins leader. I know Bill Belichick is right around the corner on that.
Boy, I can't remember. It's close, but for many men, I mean, he was the guy that was the standard for many years. So
I'll always remember when he broke Papa Bear Hallis's record and the class he showed to that.
Yep.
And of course, he is still the only coach to coach a perfect team.
That's right. You'll always have that.
And let's see here. Floyd Patterson, born in this day in 1935, passed away in 2006. Heavyweight boxing champ, won titles the title in 1956 after Rocky Marciano retired. Kept it 3 years, then retired after Muhammad Ali beat him in the for the second time in 1972.
Mm-hmm.
Great fight too, as well with there's some great fights there for Patterson throughout his career.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of actually an underrated fighter. Kind of like didn't really get just didn't have as big of a name as he was one of these guys that came around or was around when you had Marciano and Ali and all these huge names, and he was great. His name just wasn't as big.
He was always the guy that got beat. I mean, that's how we say. Floyd Patterson was always the. They always talk about the Ali Patterson fights. Yeah,
you're talking about technique, though.
Yeah,
Floyd Patterson. You can make the argument, but actually, I don't think you can make the argument. Even though my dad will never talk to me again after I say this, Patterson probably had better technique than Ali did.
Ooh.
Ali was a different animal, though.
Yeah.
And Ali was the guy. Ali was the first person to say, you know what? I'm going to wear you out. I can take a beating. Keep coming at me. And when in the third, fourth round, when you're too tired to fight, that's when I'm a pounce. Mm. Like, that's ridiculous. That's an insane, defense battle. But it worked because he's Ali. Most fighters try that. They'd be out in the second round.
Yep.
Ali can make it work. Floyd Patterson's so much more technical of a boxer.
Mm-hmm.
And did you have any names or anything? Okay, I wanted to go ahead and just one more time wish a happy anniversary to Kelly Cooper. A happy birthday to our qualifier today, Clifford Eichhorn. Visit our friends over at Wisco Wellness.
Yeah.
And a very happy anniversary to us here at WFHR and WIRI.
Yes, indeed.
1 year in this building.
Yeah.
That's amazing to think. Wow.
Happy anniversary, everybody. Everybody should take a little pride in that one.
Yeah.
Yes.
We will take a break, get to Melissa's news. We encourage you to get on over to Misty's Menu. Treat yourself. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Oh, hey, I like this. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Being beat up and battered around. Being sent up and I'm shut down. You're the best thing that I've ever found. Handle me with care.
Hope you are having a great start to your Wednesday out there, everyone. We are going to be joined by our good friends from Quality Plus Printing at any moment with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. We'll go ahead and jump right to that when they join us.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, our diamond engagement rings going away.
I hope so.
Me too.
The rule, I wasn't sure, I didn't really have, but it's really, that's interesting to hear from you guys.
Yeah. Okay.
The rule with engagement rings used to be you spend 3 months' salary, but you might be drifting closer and closer to 3 days' salary. A new poll found 2/3 of Americans don't think a diamond engagement ring is necessary anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That's how many people said they'd be fine with giving or receiving a ring that doesn't have diamonds.
Nice.
74% of younger people would be fine with it compared to 50% of baby boomers.
That totally makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
It's a very
it's just
cultural,
tradition.
Yeah, generational thing for sure.
We're also talking about that younger generation are the ones that are making thrift stores shopping bigger, you're reusing clothes bigger, a lot of that. Mm-hmm. This seems to tie into that a lot.
Yep.
The top alternative alternatives people would go for are an all-metal or all-gold ring.
Cool.
An emerald instead of a diamond.
Cool.
A sapphire instead of a diamond.
Mm-hmm.
And 1 in 7 people would even consider a ring tattoo.
Ooh, that's interesting. Yeah,
there's quite a few people that have those.
That's true. I hadn't thought about that, though.
What about their birthstone? I don't see that on this list.
That would be a
good
one,
is that tacky
too.
Or is that, I don't know,
no,
that
no.
just popped
in my head.
I don't
know. A lot
of
people don't like their birthstone. Yeah, I don't see, particularly I don't,
you'd,
like
you'd
mine.
Have to, you'd have to know that
I
first.
I would choose emerald or sapphire first.
Picky, picky.
Some of us are just happy to have somebody.
But I just want someone to love.
We'll take a quick break here to get to our good friends over at Quality Plus Protein with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Good morning, Phil.
Hey, good morning. How's everybody doing today?
Doing good over
We're
here,
doing
huh?
good.
How are you doing over there?
Yeah, emerald. That's my breaststone, emerald.
Ah,
see,
nice.
See you got
nice.
A pretty one.
I like it. I've, you know, garnet. A little bit of all type thing.
Yeah.
Right on. Phil, how are things over at the shop in this new year?
Now we're getting there. We're just waking up from being gone, you know, for a couple of days over New Year's break, but back at her now.
Good.
So, doing well. Thank you.
Phil, I'm going to ask you this from time to time, and please don't feel like you actually have to answer. I don't want to put you on the spot, but I am curious. You got any interesting projects going on right now? Anything that's coming up in the works or anything?
Well, let me try to think what we've been going through today. Doing some work for the River Kings lately, which has been awesome. Some different promotions that they've been doing, so I know you guys are tied in as well. So very, very proud to work with them.
Catch every home game on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI.
That's right.
Shameless plug.
Segue of the day, right?
Yeah. Shameless plug. Word of the day is shameless plug.
There you go.
That's two words, James.
Yeah.
Done. We're doing some work for, doing some work for the Wood County today. So we're off
cool.
On,
awesome.
Off
cool.
On that,
nice.
Printing letterhead and business cards for Wood County. We appreciate working with them and doing some work for the United Way too. So
nice.
Busy day over at the shop.
Yeah.
That's good
to
hear. Hopefully not too busy for, you had enough time to come up with a word of the day though. Beth.
So word of the day is actually more of a phrase today. So it's Latin. And the word of the day is Annus Mirabilis.
Mirabilis.
Make sure you spell this right, because you get one letter wrong and it
holds it
doesn't come out right.
right.
So, Annus Mirabilis.
Okay.
And it's Latin, and it means a remarkable or auspicious year.
Oh.
Being the new year, I thought,
very appropriate.
2023 is going to be Annus Mirabilis.
There you go. Nice.
And you taught us all a little Latin today.
How about that?
Where to go?
Yeah. So, it gives us references. Like, some people think, 1972 was the Annus Mirabilis of movie making. Or maybe the Beatles era was the Annus Mirabilis, 66.
There you go,
Of music or something. Yeah, just some references there. But,
those are great.
Depends on your taste. Whenever your favorite movie came out, that was the Annus Mirabilis year, right?
Yes.
Exactly.
Whatever year that was.
I love Latin, but I will. Every time I hear Latin, I am reminded of a kid that I was at UCLA with. It was his major. And
oh, no.
Just wondering what happened with him. Like, what he's doing with that major now. Like, I don't know really. Like, it wasn't his second. It was his major. Like, Latin.
Latin,
was, like,
wow.
Just, I just don't.
Super old school there.
Yeah, I don't know.
I wonder. You got to wonder if he ever had an Anna Farabella.
After that, no. No.
My daughter Kate took Latin in high school, and even though I don't think she came knowing a word out of it, she got an A, so she was very proud.
That's nice. It's a fun language. It is a fun language. It is.
Phil, she did have a good time with it.
Phil, we are certainly wishing our friends at Quality Post Printing that kind of year as well. Last year, certainly a noteworthy year for you guys taking over the shop and really, really immediately like hitting the ground running and just doing some great work right away. I think I saw your Facebook post about taking over there, and it wasn't even a week or two later that I heard people talking about the work you guys were doing over there. It feels like it was in that time frame. It just instantly right away an impact you've made, and you're doing some great work over there. We encourage people to buy local, support local. You got printing needs, go on over to Quality Plus Printing.
Yeah, we'd be glad to have you. And it's been a great year. We've made a lot of changes, and especially, we started when I bought the place. It was just Tracy and I, really. And now we're up to six people that come and go here and help out as part of the team.
Awesome.
So that's been awesome.
Yeah.
And we've been able to look at the place and hopefully a lot more welcoming when you come into the lobby here. And looking forward to making some more changes. I mean, you can't sit still.
Yeah.
Going to look for bigger, I don't want to say bigger and better, but what can we do to do things better and help our customers, in different ways. So we're working at it, and we're going to keep working at it.
Yeah, keep it up.
Yeah, and it's one of the things that I respect about working with Phil is that's Phil, that's just Phil. Like, whether it's at QPP, it's backstage at WRCT, wherever it is, that's the kind of guy. He's always going to try to make things a little bit better or something. I appreciate that. Great working with you as always, Phil. You guys, wish everybody a good morning and a happy new year over there for us, please.
Will do. You guys as well. Say hi to Pam and Steph and the gang. I appreciate it. Thanks a lot, you guys.
Will do. You have a good morning. We'll talk again next week, Phil.
Yep, you bet, Jane. Take care.
You too. Big thank you to our friends at Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out and getting the phrase out.
the phrase of the day.
Yeah, with our Wicked Awesome.
Not even win. English.
Phrase
not
of English. Yeah. Visit them anytime at 3515 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. You can also give them a call at 423-7440. That's 423-7440. And, of course, check out their website, qpprinting.com, and be sure to like their Facebook page. Follow along there. It's a great way to keep up with all the good things going on with our friends at Quality Plus Printing. We'll take a break right here. We'll come back. We'll finish up the engagement ring conversation and get into a little bit more fun here on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show here at WFHR. Want to send it again a big good morning and thank you to our friends at Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out. Thanks a lot for joining us earlier, Phil.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about this idea that engagement rings are kind of, diamond engagement rings, I should say, are kind of going away. 74% of younger people would be fine without a diamond engagement ring compared to 50% of baby boomers. We talked about the top alternatives, emerald instead of a diamond, a sapphire. Some people are even getting tattoos. Choosing a ring together is also trendier than it used to be. 71% of millennials and 59% overall think it's the way to go. The poll also found the average person now looks at 8 different rings before buying one.
Whoa, really?
Some traditions are still popular, though. Over half said getting down on one knee is still important.
Yeah.
And a third think asking for the parents' blessings is, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I am very old school and traditional on that one. Those are two big ones to me. Now, I do think that, because I will say the last time that I proposed to somebody, I did not ask the father, I asked the mother. She had a better relationship with her mom. She did not have a good relationship with her dad at that time. And it did not mean much what her dad thought, but it definitely meant something what her mom thought.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a little, something that is a little bit different there. But getting down on one knee, I will say that, whether it's a man or the woman, I think is kind of a cool action. There's something to me that's beautiful and romantic about this idea of here's my heart, and I'm presenting it to you, kind of. There's something, I don't know, a silly romantic brain of mine that I think is very, this almost beautiful act of giving of yourself. I'm humbling myself to you kind of thing. I don't know. That's the way I look at it. I'm sure there's a lot of layers to that, though, maybe, or whatever. I don't know.
Well, when Beth and I got married, I did both. Mm. I did the knee thing, and although we both did the blessing thing, I not only asked because her mom was already gone by then, but I did ask for her father's blessing, and she asked my parents for the blessing. We were very much. We're not asking permission. It's like no. They don't own us. It's like that's the old. That's way too old school kind of thing. But we did like the idea of kind of like joining the family kind of thing.
Asking
where it's
for
like
a blessing.
You think it's like could you please bless this union that's going to be? And it was of course, and it was very nice to be able to do that.
Yeah. No, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
I do like that. And honestly, I love the idea of people making this a case-by-case thing. Make it your own thing. It's your memory.
Exactly.
You don't have to keep up with the Joneses. You don't have to worry about this, being compared to another person's engagement story or something like that. Like, it's your story. Let it be told by you and the way you want it to be told.
And it should be symbolized by something that you choose, not a marketing campaign by the De Beers company.
Exactly.
Just because they hoarded the diamond supply in 1938 doesn't mean that we all need to have diamonds to signify our marriage and engagement.
And they're the ones that came up with the whole dumb 2 months. It was originally 2 months' salary, but it later became 3 months' salary. They just made it up. They just came out of nowhere. They said, "Oh, this is what you need to do."
Mm-hmm.
What? And everyone just bought. No, come on.
And who came up with that? The De Beers.
Exactly.
It's not a tradition.
No, it's not.
We seem to have accepted way too easily in society the term blood diamond. Like, way too easily we accepted that. Way too easy. What is so dang cool about a diamond?
Well,
it is a clear rock. It is. That is it. That
it's
is
very
it.
Hard. It's useful in certain things.
Yeah, if you need to cut glass.
Yeah, exactly.
If I'm a cat burglar from the 70s, it's great.
Do that little circle in the window. You put your hand through to do that. Yeah.
It is kind of cool. It is kind of cool. But
you saw that in a movie once.
But not worth a blood diamond.
Not worth slavery, abuse, bloodshed, and conflict.
No, not at all.
You know what? I want to show you that I love you, and I want to spend the rest of existence with you. Here's something that people died to get. I'm like, how does that
work? For less than a dollar a day to produce.
Well, and it all pales in comparison to if you really want to show how committed you are to each other. What you need to do is both get nose rings and connect them with a chain.
You're
walking down the street. Okay?
Oh, my goodness.
That shows real connection.
It's real love right there.
Literal connection.
You really got to love somebody if you did that. Yeah, you really, that's a true sign that you're in love with that person if you're doing that.
There are a lot of interesting customs in cultures.
Yep.
There's one that I recently read about where once they tie the knot. They
so
literally tie the knot.
Nice.
And their hands are tied together.
Yeah.
And they have to keep tied together for a certain amount of time. Whether that's 24 hours or 48 hours. And if they make it through that first time period together, it helps solidify their relationship and prove that they can work together with things. Because obviously, in 1 or 2 days, you're going to have to do some things that you maybe won't. Would need some coordination between the two of you to be able to accomplish.
I hadn't thought of that until you just said that. I'm like, well, I don't know about that now. I'm a little, wait a minute. That sounded romantic until, okay.
I think that there's plenty of room for this tradition, quote unquote, to grow. To evolve and be whatever it needs to be for your particular situation.
Yeah, I agree, 100%.
I do like the idea of... I like the idea of the surprise of the ring, in a sense. But I also think she's the one that's going to be wearing, or he is going to be the one wearing it and everything. You probably should know, get a couple of ideas at least.
Have some feedback.
Yeah.
Or if your partner says, "I would like this ring," don't go and buy the complete opposite of that and then think that they're going to be happy with it. Because guess what? They weren't.
So I'm going to tell the story just to get James all romantic here and get hearts popping out of his eyes. So Beth's engagement ring is literally the ring of her dreams. She had a very vivid dream one night when we knew we were at this point going to get married. We knew we were going to get married. She had a dream of the ring, and she was able actually to sketch it out exactly the way she saw it in her dream.
Wow.
She and at the congregation we were at the time, we had one of the members, a custom jeweler. She gave him the drawing, and he made it exactly the way she did it. So it wasn't a surprise because she knew exactly what it was. I mean, she didn't know the time or the date until. So that was a little bit of a surprise when I actually gave it to her.
She share that with us.
Yes. She did.
About that once. Yes. That is one of the most romantic things I've ever heard in my life. Yeah, it's awesome.
So it's very cool that she's got the exact ring she literally dreamed about. So yeah, it's very cool.
I like that she dreams about rings.
Right.
And I have nightmares about ghosts. How is this fair? On what planet?
It's not fair.
I heard the horror of your mind yesterday. Let's not talk about Melissa's dreams anymore. That's kind of creepy and weird.
Stay tuned for our 9 o'clock hour where we'll dissect dreams.
I didn't even tell you the whole thing.
No, that's true.
I held back.
In the 9 o'clock hour, I do have a That Ain't Right story that I believe at the end of the year will be in our classics. At the end of the year, greatest of the worst That Ain't Right story.
Nice.
I have one that I think is going to go right into that group.
Hall of Fame.
Wow.
But this one could arguably get in there, maybe just because it was silly, kind of weird. This is the opposite of road rage. Two drivers in Ireland settled their dispute over a parking space with a game of rock, paper, scissors.
Nice.
And somebody in a car nearby filmed it.
Oh, that's awesome!
And it was a very passionate rock paper scissors.
I'll bet it was.
But it was very.
That's great.
I mean, what a great way to handle this situation!
I love it.
You could tell that they both actually cared. Mm-hmm. But when the other guy loses, he's cool about it.
Yeah,
he's like, "Well, yeah, hey, that's fair." Like they had arm wrestled or something like that. Mm-hmm. And the better man won here. You know, it's silly to think that we don't see more of that, but we really don't. So
we need to bring that into Congress.
Yeah.
By the way, when did we get so passionate about parking spots? Why does everyone get so worked up about parking spots?
Mm-hmm. This is two worlds. I will tell you, it has always been that way in the big city.
I'm sure it has.
City life, you will leave. I literally know people that will leave an hour and a half early to get to the city just to get get a particular parking space.
Really? Yeah, wow.
Maybe it's changed. I guess that was years ago. Maybe it's changed to now. But yeah, that's
crazy. Like
that.
Sorry.
Take a break. We'll come back, have some more fun right here on The Morning Show at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.